Homeland Security officials are beginning their review of the largest bioterrorism drill in U.S. history. The week-long exercise, called Top Off 2, featured a mock dirty bomb attack in Seattle and the simulated release of a biological agent in Chicago. It also included a staged mass distribution of antibiotics. From Chicago Public Radio, Jay Field reports.
Under the scenario, GLODO, a shadowy, fictitious terrorist group, has launched a pneumonic plague attack in Chicago. Throughout the week, scores of mock victims flood area hospitals, many dead on arrival. By Thursday, with a plague diagnosis confirmed, public health officials moved to combat the growing epidemic.
How are you today?
I guess I'm okay.
You feeling okay?
I'm feeling a little bit sick.
A little bit sick. Is that unusual for you?
Inside a local high school, volunteers playing patients are clutching pieces of paper listing their symptoms. Health officials interview volunteers already suffering from the mock plague before sending them to hospitals. Patients who've been exposed to the illness but aren't yet symptomatic watch an English or Spanish language video on pneumonic plague. Then they file into the school's gymnasium, where they wait for their medication.
Okay, looks like you're on doxycycline.
Yes.
They went over this medication with you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, twice a day.
Here's your first dose.
Going to go ahead and give you your first dose right here. There you go.
Of course, the drugs aren't real either. They're tiny pieces of candy posing as fake antibiotics from the National Pharmaceutical Stockpile. As part of the drill, volunteers showed up at five sites like this one. The staged medication handout was one of three exercises Thursday. In the event of a real bioterror attack, public health officials say they could operate as many as 50 distribution centers, each serving 10,000 people a day. At this site, nearly 500 volunteers went through the drill, including nursing student Josh Tabor. Standing on the sidewalk outside the school, Tabor said the drill went smoothly, though he did notice a few problems.
The one time I went through when I was supposed to be a Spanish speaker without any English, it was a little bit difficult to try and figure out where I was supposed to go. And there weren't any Spanish forms. All the forms were in English.
Tabor says he can't help but wonder how such a distribution would go in a real disaster. Dr. John Wilhelm, head of the Chicago Department of Public Health, says he's pleased with how the drill went, but acknowledges the difficulty of preparing for the real thing.
You can't probably truly simulate it, but you can come close and be prepared for the more drastic measures.
The State Department and the Department of Homeland Security coordinated this week's $16 million exercise. It's the largest terrorism disaster drill in U.S. history, but not the first. Top Off 1, held 3 years ago, before the September 11th attacks, revealed serious flaws in disaster response coordination between local, state, and federal agencies. On Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge was in Chicago to witness the day's exercises. Ridge says he's pleased with an initial review of the drill.
We're going to put everything under a very critical microscope, and at some point in time, we're going to tell you the lessons we learned. Whether they were good lessons or bad lessons, they're important lessons.
Federal officials will begin a review of Top Off 2 today. A full report on the exercise is expected by the fall. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.